Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour.
101.5 UMFM.
All right, welcome to A Sordid Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station is 101.5 UMFM. It's Monday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for another hour of some of the best underground rock and roll you've never heard. We got a lot of material to get through in this hour, so let's move things right along. And who better to do that for us than the Holy Snappers? This is Out the Door on A Sordid Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back. Oh yes, you are listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was the one and only Clouds, the brainchild of Adam McGrath, formerly of Cave-In. That was a track called New Bombs from their EP, Beat Chuggas May Be Logging. I have no idea what that's supposed to mean. That was the last recorded output by this band before calling it quits. Before that, we heard Devastator out of Vancouver. That was Heinous Crimes from their only album, Nothing Means Nothing, recorded by the one and only Jesse Gander. Before that, we had Rocket from the Crypt. That was a track called Light Me from their EP, The State of the Art is on Fire, released in 1996 on Sympathy for the Record Industry. We started the set off with The Holy Snappers. That was Out the Door from their self-titled album, released back in 2012. That band hailing out of Halifax, doling out a dose of some high-energy rock and roll. Next up, why don't we take a listen to some Manor Astroman, because I like them. This is Specify Gravity on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back. My oh my, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Hot Garbage out of Toronto. From their brand new album, Precious Dream, the name of that track was Lowering. And what a fantastic album that is. Just hits all the right buttons for me. Before that, we heard Possum out of Toronto with a track from their album Space Grade Assembly. That was Invisible Man, not to be confused with legendary UMFM host Invisible Man. And we started the set off with Man or Astro Man. That was Specify Gravity from their 1997 EP 1000 Times. Here's some Antares out of Italy. This is Clock War on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Son of a master, we are deep.
Hey, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard the Murder City Devils with a track called Idle Hands. That was from their 2000 album, In Name and Blood, released during what I would consider to be Sub Pop's renaissance from the late 90s, early 2000s. I mean, they were putting out releases by bands like Nebula, Zen Gorilla, Glucifer, just a whole slew of incredible rock and roll. Phoenix Thunderbird before that, out of Vancouver. That was a track called Needs from their 2012 Repetition EP. The legendary Maximum R&R out of Toronto, that was Cutthroat from their self-titled album, released in 2004. Which was really more of a compilation of their 7-inches. And we started the set off with Antares. That was Clockwork from their second album, Big Trouble in Appletown, released in 2011. Next up, we're going to hear some Grinderman. This is Depth Charge Ethel on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. Come on, Jim.
Just give me a little exclusivity. Yeah, Death Charge Ethel is something special. Yeah, Death Charge Ethel is special to me. A woman that a river runs through. She is famous throughout the land. People come and bathe in her, yeah, you know I do. But lately it's getting right out of hand. Yeah, Death Charge Ethel is something special. Something special to me. To kiss Ethel is like drinking the stars, but to not kiss her, it made you come unglued. You better get in there fast. Right now there's a ticket box and a queue. Death Charge Ethel is something special. Yeah, Death Charge Ethel is something special to me. Thinks we should all just take the chance. We should all love one another. It could be special. In the back of the taxi cab with ants in my pants, I can't sit still. I know they're gonna send me. I know they're gonna send me. Death Charge Ethel, boy, she's something special. Charge Ethel is something special. Yeah, Death Charge Ethel is
Yep, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Asteroid B612 out of Australia. That was a track called Straight Back to You from their 97 album, Not Meant for This World, what many consider to be their best release. That was put out by Ogogo Records. Mudhoney before that with This Is The Life from their 98 album Tomorrow Hit Today. And we started the set off with Grinder Man. That was Depth Charge Ethel from the 2007 self-titled release. Of course, featuring Nick Cave and members of his band, The Bad Seeds. I've always kind of used Nick Cave as a litmus test. I mean, if you've heard of him, you don't necessarily have to like him, but if you've heard of him, then I think we're probably on the same wavelength. Anyways, here's Arches of Loaf on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. yeah, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Haley DNA out of Italy with Damn Prudence off their 2021 album Futurismo e Fastidio. Constantine's before that with Credit River from Kensington Heights. And we started that set off with Archers of Loaf, going back to 93 from their album Icky Metal. That was Might. And we are really out of time here. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned to UMFM for some more great programming. I'm going to leave you off with a brand new song by Piss Jeans from their forthcoming album Half Divorced. We're going to hear Moving On. And in the meantime, kids, have fun, be safe, and stay warm.